Have you ever had someone refer to something going on in the community who asked you, what's going on there? What's the story with all that? The right answer lies with the people directly involved in it, the people who know. Why not hear their story? So welcome to What's the Story, Pekin? I'm Gary Gillis, your host, and I hope you enjoy this Pekin podcast. Well, my guest today holds the record for the most guest appearances on What's the Story, Pekin. My guest is the Executive Director of the Pekin Area Chamber of Commerce, Amy McCoy. Amy, welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
And the reason she's here is that 2024 is the bicentennial year, a year of celebration for the city of Pekin. And Amy's really going to kick things off in January with January 19th, a State of the City presentation. So we're recording this a little bit ahead of time with the goal of releasing this right after she makes that presentation at a noontime ceremony in the community so people can listen and find out if they're unable to attend. So, Amy, tell us a little bit about the State of the City as we begin to embark on its 200th year and some good things to share.
Sure. So, we're excited to kick off the Bicentennial Celebration. The State of the City address will be a presentation by Mayor Burris and also the city manager. But, you know, in preparation for that, there's just a lot of things happening in our community and a lot of things to celebrate. So we're very excited to be the organization that gets to host the first Bicentennial event and to be excited about some of our community successes as we get into 2024.
Well, some of the message are the things that from your perspective that you can share that demonstrate that the city is in a good place, the community is in a great place.
Yeah, I was at City Hall. I've been at City Hall twice today, actually. We have a new city economic development director. He good. Started today. John Dossie, our city manager, really has begun to make some hires and get folks into place, building his team to move the city forward. We know that as you look around town, there's lots of road construction. We were lamenting about that a little bit, perhaps. But, you know, it's a challenge. And once it's completed, I think everyone's going to be really, really happy with
The plans look awfully exciting. It's
yes.
the preparation that's a little bit unnerving, but it is proof that there are certain streets you can close entirely and still get around Pekin.
Absolutely.
I've heard all kinds of horror stories from people, but they still get the job done, and we'll be very pleased when it's all completed. The other thing with the Bicentennial, and we will have a upcoming podcast where we'll talk to those people who are involved in the planning of it and announce a lot of the different events that are forthcoming and those that we think will eventually be part of that celebration. But there's a rich history for us to celebrate in the community, and we've got some people who are very much up to speed with a lot of the differing Pekin stories. Jared Olar, of course, has done a number of things. We're here at the library, and he has the history room, which I know he'll have continuous and changing displays of that story. But we're also going to celebrate just not only living in Pekin, but the future going forward. And I think that's an exciting thing. And you were really, in many ways, kind of the driving force behind the planning of that. Now, if I recall, then Mayor Mark Luft reached out to you and said, this is 2 years ago, that Pekin will be turning 200. We need to consider a celebration. And so your thought process is when you put that together.
Well, my thought process was I need to build a good team here because I don't know the history of Pekin, and but I definitely know a lot of the players. And so, you know, getting folks from all different walks of life in our community, from the schools and from the businesses, you know, we have some really longtime businesses in town, you know, just all the city government staff, the historians and people in our community that do know the history, and really getting all of those people together in the same room and just start talking about ideas and plans. And it really has come together really beautifully. There will be a new website launch so that anyone's able to access all of the information, the schedule of all of the activities that will be held all year long. Our beautiful park district has a day of activities planned. Right. So really everyone has come together and really, and that's the best part, is each organization or business or whoever can celebrate in any way that they want to. And then it, you know, it all comes together really cool for our community.
And we're going to encourage the community. I mean, everybody and every part of it has their own story. And this is, you know, what's the story Pekin? Well, you know, also what's the Pekin story? And we're going to focus a little bit on not only celebrating 200 years, but also observing the rich history that's here. We've done a number of podcast recordings where we've shared some of that history. There are so many things that are still to be shared and discovered that I think people will be amazed by. The other thing that's planned, and it's kind of a personal obsession of mine, is to encourage people as we're looking at Pekin's history to start giving consideration to their own. And, you know, share your story, write your story, use this as an opportunity to sit down with family members and, you know, a parent, a grandparent, an aunt or uncle, and ask them what it was like growing up in Pekin. What are things, the challenges they faced, or how they've just seen life change and the world change through their lifetime. I think that would be something that individuals will feel enriched by. And when all is said and done going forward, they'll always have that family history recorded. That, and because you're involved with the Chamber of Commerce, I know, you know, every business, every building has a story, and there are plans to now document the story of those, some of those buildings, and even have a QR code so you can just access that information immediately. I think that's going to be a cool thing. And then looking forward, and hopefully we use 2024 as a launch pad for even better things to come years beyond that. Are there some things that you can share that are happening in the chamber level that we're looking at seeing some good things? Every time I turn around, it seems like there's a new business that's open, which is a good thing, but there's also, you know, some vacant space and there's a challenge to fill them. But I know you're always, you know, energetically working towards that.
Absolutely. You know, we strive to support businesses at all stages of their business. One of our current initiatives is to work with entrepreneurs and small business owners that are just kind of getting started. We have a monthly networking group and workshop for them, working on just basic skills of, you know, what is their business plan? What's their marketing plan? Mm-hmm. You know, who is their customer? And just kind of bringing folks in and letting them learn from each other, bringing in some local, you know, accountants and graphic designers and marketing and bankers and making the introductions and creating kind of just a network of, you know, when you start a business, what do you need to know and who are the people that you need to know? So we're cultivating that that entrepreneur community here. So that's one thing that we're excited and that we're working on with those businesses. Heather Robertson at our community prayer breakfast dubbed Pekin the city of us. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's up to us to continue to move our city forward, and us is really all of us.
Sure.
And so that's the great thing with the Bicentennial Committee. I mean, it was kind mm-hmm. of everyone came together to make that happen. But, you know, working with businesses and looking at the successes of our community, it's up to us, to all of us, to celebrate Correct. The successes yes. and to move the city forward. Very it's good. Just baby steps.
Yeah. Well, I know also the Dirksen Center plans to be a part of it. It's kind of ironic that it will also be the 60th anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And here you had somebody in Pekin, Illinois, who was instrumental in seeing this really historic altering of the course of the country be a key architect in that historic event. And you'll hear more about that, and that'll be celebrated as well. And the goal is also, I know, to have people of all ages participate in the celebration and share stories as well. So
right.
I look forward to that. That's pretty exciting. So
we'll be creating a community guide, a new community guide. So businesses and organizations, schools, park, you know, as folks are coming into town perhaps for something during 2024, we have a lot of sporting events or a lot of outsiders come in for different things throughout the year. We'll have that guide for them. Newcomers looking to new hires, for, you know, for our businesses, but newcomers coming in, new residents.
Okay. And if they
it's exciting.
Want any more information, just call your office, correct?
Absolutely.
346-2106. I have that almost tattooed. I have called it so many times over the years. But again, thank you for being here, Amy, and more importantly, thank you for everything that you do in your role as executive director of the chamber. There just seems to be a new energy, and you mentioned some names, just some optimistic people that you know, believe in the future and the power of possibilities. And I think 2024 will be a year that we come to see that. And you mentioned the website. We hope to highlight people that have accomplished some pretty noteworthy things that came from Pekin, Illinois. Of course, we know Scott Altman and Senator Dirksen, but there are a number of other people, and we need to highlight them and their success stories as well. So,
absolutely.
Again, thank you for being here. Best of luck as, you know, we all steer through this historic coming year. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Mike Eaton, our sound guy, here faithfully, as always, getting ready to leave for Florida in the month of January. I won't pick on him anymore, as I already have. Also, thank you to those for listening. If you have any input, any ideas, thoughts, we certainly welcome them. Send us an email to pekinpodcast@gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening.